We are live. Welcome back to the Utterly Horrific Podcast, where we talk all things horror. I'm your host, Cole, joined by my fellow co-host, Carter. What's up, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I didn't ask how you were.
I feel like we do this a lot.
Yeah, we do. We also got Caleb back on the pod. What's up, Caleb?
Not much. Just chilling, hanging out with you guys.
Okay. Well, tonight's episode is going to be a touch different. Caleb, we're going to let Caleb explain this one because it was all his idea. So, Caleb, take the floor.
All right. So, like all of us, we played baseball. Some still do. Some are old and washed, like you, Cole. But we're going a little bit different here, and we are going to do a horror movie baseball lineup. Horror movie villains only. You got to field all nine with three pitchers, manager, and a DH. That's basically about it.
That sounds pretty good. I have my lineup. Carter has his lineup. Caleb has his lineup. So without further ado, we're going to start with Carter. Carter, first things first. We all came up with a team name. What's your team name? We're just going to go around.
The Hickory Hackers.
What?
You know, like hackers? Like
yeah, I get
people
hackers.
Hack.
What?
Hickory. I don't know.
The Hickory just made sense.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Okay, Carter, with the Hickory Hackers.
I got the Harlem Horrors.
The
Harlem Horrors?
Yeah, as in like horror movies, not...
That doesn't sound the best, but...
Oh, a lot better than Hickory Hackers.
I think Hickory Hackers...
I like Hickory Hackers a lot more than Harlem Horrors.
Alright.
Cole, what do we got?
I did not have a city name. I just had the Hook, Line, and Slashers.
Hook, Line, and Slashers?
Yeah, like Hook, Line, Sinker. Hook, Line,
yeah,
Slashers.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
I like...
I
what was that, Caleb?
I think the Hickory Hackers is the best.
Since you think it's the best, Hickory Hackers, we're going to start with who's in your leadoff position and where is he playing?
Okay.
Or she.
Leading off for the Hickory Hackers, we have Freddy Krueger.
Krueger?
Second base.
Playing second base?
Yep. Reasoning behind that.
Reasoning. Okay, so second base. I think this man is agile. He's an athletic guy. Pretty quick. So that's why
also
I got my...
a pervert, but yeah.
Doesn't have to...
I don't know. Do perverts get on base?
I don't know. We haven't...
That's
fielded.
True. He is playing.
He's leading off, dude. He's got to get on base.
Well, yeah, that's why. I put him at leadoff because he is quick. He is quick. I put him at leadoff.
He is quick. You cannot deny that.
Get him on base. So that's why I got him. Get him on base. Steal a couple bags. Caleb, who do we got leading off for the Harlem Horrors?
What an awful name.
All right, the disrespect's got to stop. And for me, leading off, Norman Bates out in center field.
Ooh.
Agile guy.
He is agile.
Agile. He's going to get on. He's going to be quick. He's going to be smart. I mean, he's got two personalities, so he's got to be – he's very detail-oriented. He's going
to
get the ball.
I don't know if that has to do with anything playing center field.
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, if you're reading a ball in the gap, you're not going to banana route that. You're going right for that ball. He's going to get out.
I mean, he's got a point. Wow, okay.
For the Hook, Line, and Slashers, leading off, playing center field as well, Chucky. I got Chucky. This man just looks like a center fielder.
That's awful.
What do you mean it's awful?
That's
he's short.
He's
quick.
He's getting no reads, though. He's so small.
He's not seeing over the mountain.
His little stubby legs.
Wow, okay. You know what? Fine. Who's batting second?
Okay, batting second for your Hickory Hackers, the mother from The Barbarian, playing center field.
That's a worse take.
No, it's not. She's huge.
Okay.
She's huge. She's reading every ball beautifully. She has range. She's getting all the balls, covering the gaps. She's a beautiful center fielder. For batting second, honestly, it's just where I put her. So.
Floppy nipples are going
to be on. We just need her moving. We need her moving, Freddie. So she can lay down a bunt. She's got long arms. She's putting down bunts. Cam, who do we got for second?
In the two hole, we're going with the left fielder, the grabber from
the
black
phone. Okay, little bumhouse action.
Remember. When Finn escaped the basement, the grabber was on the move, dude. He got in his van, hopped out of his van, absolutely sacked Finn to recapture.
It's true. He has
some
speed.
He is quick.
He
He's gonna cover those gaps.
Put him at left field?
Yeah.
It's not right field.
It's not right field.
I got a specific reason for that.
Okay. No, I like the grabber. I think the grabber at left batting second, I think that's a good one.
I mean, is he getting on base? If you're gonna ask me every time.
Just like you said, he could probably lay down some runs. He's a coachable guy.
You can't just
guy.
Take my reason.
He's a coachable guy.
Okay.
Cool.
I think batting second for the hook, line, and slashers, playing second base, it's Ghostface. Mainly because throughout the duration of the series, he is a coachable guy. He just gets better throughout the series.
He really does. He really does.
You realize how clumsy he is? He's going to be out there playing soccer.
Yeah, playing short. But he's quick. You cannot deny.
The pitcher's ERA is going to be low just because, I mean, he's going to be committing errors.
I don't know if I would have put him at second.
No, I would not.
Where would you put Ghostface?
Right
field? Yeah.
I have him right field, too.
For that exact reason. He just stumbles over himself.
All right. Carter?
You're okay. Cool. Three. The third baseman. Jack Torrance.
Ooh.
I like him. You know, the axe chopping down motion, I think he has a strong arm from third. I think he has some power behind his bat. I like him driving in Freddie from second.
What's
after third.
Third?
I think he's got a cannon. I think he's got a cannon. Mm-hmm. He looks like a third baseman, too. He has a third baseman name. Think about it.
That's kind of why I put Chucky in center. I mean, hey, get a card, Chucky!
I just don't. I'm not along with Chucky.
Get a card, Chucky! Chucky's got it. He's got it. Don't worry.
Chucky's stumbling over his own.
No, Chucky is not stumbling. No, Have you seen Child's Play?
Your left fielder is going to be getting all the balls because Chucky's...
Chucky's not.
Oh, well, I got someone special in left field, so...
All right, Kevin, what do we got for three?
Three hole for me. Second baseman, Chucky.
You know what?
Chucky.
It makes sense.
Less long of a throw. He's not going to... He doesn't have to have a cannon. He's a little bit... I mean, yes, his strike is short.
I don't think he's getting the balls in the gap. Do you expect the shortstop to cover second base every time he's steal? Because he's not getting angry.
I mean, most do.
Yeah, most do. But what happens if there's a hard pull hitter for a righty? That shortstop needs to cover that gap. I don't like Chucky. I don't like Chucky in the baseball field. He's too small.
I think that's a little bit of a disrespect to all the short kings that are playing.
I really think it is.
I'm a short king myself.
I mean, unless it's
Chucky's
a hit
like,
and run.
How big is Chucky? Like 2 feet?
If it's a hit and run, that shortstop's still covering him.
That's true. Anyway,
okay.
At third.
I don't like it.
For the hook, line, and slashers, playing shortstop. Got Art the Clown.
I kind of like that.
I like Where? That. Play short. Art's just a man that can do it.
Yeah,
like he'll get it done.
Yeah, Art's
like, you need Art out there. If it's your shortstop and your catcher, you need two commanding presences out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like Art.
I don't. I'm looking at my lineup. I'm not seeing a clown in mine because of the big
shoes. I actually have two.
Ah, the big shoes. Now, here's the thing, though. Is there anybody in your lineup that's still alive? Because Art the Clown, he not dead.
Yeah, mine is.
Really?
What?
I got a few guys.
Dang it. Wait, did Art die in the second film?
Yeah, technically. I don't know, did he? At the end? I think he just,
it was confusing with the whole thing. Anyway, Carter, who's batting cleanup for you?
Cleanup. Playing first base. Bagul.
Bagul?
I think this
the
man...
Children.
I think this man... You put him at first. All right, you put him at first because he is a... He's a bigger boy. There's not a lot of signs of athleticism, so... I mean, first,
that's
you're not really
that's
moving.
That's kind of the reason behind mine.
You're not really moving a lot at first, but he is a big guy. He's got power behind that bat. And a cleanup hitter, that's exactly what you need. I think Bagul is the perfect spot for my four hitter. Kev, who do you got?
We're running a DH and four hitter, just like almost everyone else here. I mean, not for you guys, but.
Not my baseball team. I got DH four in the nine hole.
That's crazy.
That is a solid 180.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. DH, four spot, Harry Warden.
Harry Warden? Okay.
He's swinging a pickaxe all day. He's getting after it. The bat speed's there.
That's a good...
He's putting balls in gaps.
I didn't think about Harry at all.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit shocked that none of you guys had who I have batting cleanup. Playing first base. Leatherface.
Leatherface. Mm.
Really?
See, I was thinking about that, but I was debating.
That dude's going to hit bombs.
Between Harry Warden
That's or why I have the bull there. I mean, he's a big guy.
I mean, yeah, he's wheeling around.
Leatherface is easy. The strongest guy on anybody on your list.
Bagul? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Michael yes.
Myers? Really?
Yeah.
Well, Mike. I mean, he does one arm.
You can put Mike on a hole. He's awful.
Sure. We're not going to get back on. Okay, Carter, who's batting fifth? Who's batting fifth?
I just want to say, if you have Michael in your lineup, you don't know ball. You don't know ball.
Who's batting fifth?
Bro walks. All right, batting fifth, catcher, Jason Voorhees.
Catching?
Now I have him there, to be completely honest.
Because he wears a hockey mask.
And I like his name. I think he has a good catching name. I didn't know who else to put there. He's my last guy. And Jason just had that catching name, so
you need to have somebody, a catcher, that is smart enough to know the game.
I mean, yeah. Does any horror villain know the game of baseball? Do we know?
I don't know.
Is he smart in general? Is he intelligent? I mean, tell you, my catcher, he's there for a reason.
He's six movies deep. I think he's pretty smart.
And he's still there?
Yeah. So okay. I like Jason. Oh, yeah, I like Jason at catcher.
At five hole?
At five hole.
I like that idea. That's why I have the exact same thing.
Wow.
Jason catching. He's quick. He's agile. He's built now like a brick house.
How is he going to catch for both the Hickory Hackers and the Harlem Horrors?
Well, how is Chucky supposed to play second base for me?
In center field
for him.
All right.
Gotta be confused.
At five in the DH spot, I have Annie Wilkes.
Why?
Because she swings a sledgehammer. That's why.
DHing in the five spot?
Yeah, she's a big girl.
She has no... I mean,
she's
I guess...
She's going to hit bombs with Leatherface and then Annie Wilkes. It's like Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder out here.
I mean...
back-to-back big dogs.
Yeah. I mean...
I'm going to go against that.
I don't like it.
I'm against it.
I'm not going to lie. I think so far the weakest lineup is probably the hook line and slashers.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a good
just
lineup.
Just wait till the end.
I don't think you have a good lineup.
I plan this. Carter, who's six?
All right, six. The shortstop. The Insidious Demon.
Lipstick Demon?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Why?
That's
Do you not remember the movies? Bro's on his feet. He's nimble. He's nimble.
I guess you're right.
He's got agile. He's got hands.
What is his knowledge of the game?
That's such a stupid question.
Is he intelligent?
What's Chucky's knowledge of the game?
Do not disrespect
me. That's such a stupid...
Charles Lee Ray didn't play low ball back in his day.
It's true, he did.
That's such a stupid game. Or a stupid question. He's nimble. You need a guy.
No. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, you need a guy short, that's quick on his feet. He can move side to side, and that's where the Lipstick Demon comes into play. I think he's the perfect fit for shortstop. Kib, who do we got for six?
Six hole for me. At shortstop, Freddy Krueger. Quick, agile.
He's a pedophile.
He's a predator.
Most predators play shortstop. That's just but
what?
I'm looking at you, Kurt. But no, he's got the claws on the hands. He's taking dry reps. He's got a fast arm action. He's going to move the ball. Quick transfers. I think that's a lock at shortstop.
So I don't know why his Freddy Krueger gets no hate shortstop, but the Lipstick Demon gets hate. They're pretty much the same guy.
No.
I'd rather have the Lipstick Demon than Freddy Krueger.
I'd rather have the Lipstick Demon over Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
That's silly. He's quicker. You guys don't know.
Okay. That's six for me. Exactly the same as you. Playing third base, Jack Torrance.
Wow.
Yes. I think he just looks like a third baseman.
He looks like a third baseman.
Do you see Jack Torrance? You're like, that dude plays.
I liked the way he was chopping down that door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good arm movement. I think he has a great arm.
I mean, I don't have him in my lineup personally.
That's weird.
He's a head case.
You have him?
Literally. He's a head case.
They all are. They're killing people.
He boots one ball. He's gone.
It's true.
Trying to kill a single layer thing. He's dead. He's useless. He's totally yipped up.
All work, no play. Makes Jack a doll boy. Yes, yeah.
He needs to hit a club a little.
Yeah. Anyway, at seven.
In my seven hole, playing left field, I have Art the Clown.
Ah!
I like Art out left. I think he just looks like a left fielder.
Think
he has the build for a left
your
fielder.
Center.
The mother. She's covering the gaps.
I think a lineup without Art the Clown is a weak lineup.
Yeah. No, he
says
I,
Caleb who
I think
have
he has
Art
a
Clown
strong
lineup.
I think he has a strong bat. I think he's gonna be able to cover left field very well. I think my outfield is very solid.
I think what you guys are forgetting is that they need to be intelligent enough to play.
That doesn't make any sense.
That is why we have.
You're telling me that Leatherface is intelligent.
Okay, first of all, he's batting cleanup. He's not hit bombs, okay.
This I don't tell
me about intelligence.
The asking for intelligence and is so stupid because none of them play baseball.
None of these people play baseball. That they have to be baseball smart. I'm just saying that they have to be smart enough to know when to tag.
They're clearly all of
that's literally baseball intelligence.
Yeah, I just say they have to be smart.
Caleb, go
for 7-hole.
Yeah,
we're going third base. We're going with the burlap sack head strangers.
Oh, I kind of like that. I was thinking about if I was going to squeak him in, but
yeah, that's a 7-hole spot. I don't know much about
him. What's he playing, third?
Third base.
I think that's a good. That's
I think. I think that's.
A, I don't know about him in bat hole. That's why I had to toss him in the 7th spot. I don't know if he can get on, not, but that's
like
where
that.
I'm at.
I like that. And my 7-hole.
He's absolutely quick enough.
See, you guys are making fun of my lineup, but I can't. I got you in the first half. I'm coming in strong through the third. Okay, in my 7-hole in right field, I have Jason Voorhees. Big strong.
Right. Wait, where do you have?
Right field.
Right field, 7-1, Jason.
That's a Bobby Hill right field right there.
Let's just be honest. You're playing right field.
My guys to on it, poke it in the right field gap, run for it.
Well, he's a good bat.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I like that.
I think
right field's a respectable position.
I think your left and right field, I think mostly your center field, they just need a B.
They need to be quick.
With
and Chucky? Chucky is so much quicker than the mother.
No!
Yes!
Do you not remember the movie?
Yes, I've seen it many times.
She's quick!
Have you ever seen Child's Play?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay, now who's number 8? Because we're just going to let this go.
Alright, number 8. I think I'm going to get some hate for this, but he's my DH. I got King Kong.
No. I like it. Let the man cook. I like King Kong.
Reasoning, Carter.
King Kong. This man's strong. This man is going to hit you bombs. I have him hitting 50-plus home runs a season.
What bat is he swinging?
A freaking club. Yeah, I don't care what he's an airplane. I don't care what he has in his hands. He's hitting nukes. I also think King Kong, you guys have left out a huge part of why teams succeed, and it is that dugout, that chemistry, and King Kong, you have a monkey in the dugout. your team is freaking
now
in sync. King Kong is the best pick I think I have on my team.
The only problem I have with King Kong is that his strike zone is huge.
Any breaking ball, he's rolling over.
He's rolling over anyway.
Who do you have before him? The 7-hole?
Arthur Clown.
If he gets on with one or less outs,
they're
easy double play.
Yeah, they're twisting every single time.
Yeah, but
they're turning that stuff like
Chucky and Freddy.
Okay. Chucky does not have the arm.
And King Kong does. He has balls. He has monkey balls.
Wait, is King Kong DHing or what?
Yes, he's DHing. Bro, him. You guys shut your mouth, King Kong.
No, I love King Kong. Now, I don't think that he's. I don't think you're rounding out your lineup quite like I am. And you're going to see why.
Okay.
And you're going to see why Chucky was a good pick. Because my outfield is superb.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
Eight hole. We're going first base. With Leatherface.
I don't know how you have Leatherface in the lineup.
No, I said that to you.
I didn't say that. I said that to you
because you're asking for baseball swing. And Leatherface is an
I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying that a little bit of intelligence on the team is not a bad thing.
Okay. I'm King Kong.
King Kong's just awesome. No, I like Leatherface at 8. Playing first?
Yeah.
I think I had Leatherface at first as well. Well done.
Cool. Who do we got?
For my 8, behind the plate, I have Patrick Bateman.
That's crazy.
Why?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's crazy.
The dude is a literal genius. He knows the game in and out.
He's a leader, but I think...
Are you telling me that out of everybody...
I think his athleticism could have been used somewhere else.
What are you talking about? He's a catcher. You need somebody back there
that's
going
to
lead the team. I think that's a fantastic pick.
I don't think he's a big enough body.
No, need a body. All right, I'll work. Number 9, go.
Number 9, he's that clumsy man. That's why you put him in right field. I got Ghostface. Okay, I put him in right, but the reason I have him in the lineup is because he's in the 9-hole. for a reason. He's that second leadoff guy. He's quick. He's a quick leadoff guy. He's getting bunts down. I think he's getting on base. I like Ghostface.
That's kind of why I have Chucky batting first.
Gets Chucky. I hate the Chucky pick. All right.
Why? He's quick.
He's stupid. I think
Chucky at second base is a reasonable.
He's tiny. I don't know.
I think Chucky at second for me.
You're poking every ball over Chucky's head.
Okay, and. So what? Most of those are probably singles.
That's okay. True, Carter. Your theory behind why you hate Chucky as a baseball player is stupid.
It's because he's 2 feet tall. He doesn't have an arm.
He's probably 3 feet.
What are you
gonna do? Okay. Probably 3 feet. Yeah, Jose Altuve is only like 2.5.
Are you gonna have? Yeah. Okay,
Jose Altuve.
Cool.
Thank you, Caleb.
What?
Jose Altuve. He's playing second
he's
base.
He's 3 feet taller than that man.
Probably
no.
2.5.
Probably 2.5.
So you're saying how big is Chucky?
Probably about 3 feet.
Maybe 3.5 on a good day.
Okay, cool. So he's getting half a foot on a good day. Okay, well, I want you to think about Chucky in center. If there's a ball hit to the wall, are you gonna have like triple cut?
Okay. What we're doing here is you need to pick somebody who is going to go and read the balls and catch the balls in a proficiency and proficient amount of time. Chucky is getting it.
Right,
he's so quick.
No, he's all right, not.
All right, at the
you're
end,
telling me who's playing center for you?
The mother.
That's
you're
terrible.
Telling me
that's terrible.
That the
how
mother
is that?
Beats Chucky right. In a foot race.
All right,
yes.
At the end,
no. She's huge. She's like 8 foot tall.
At
she's
the
clumsy.
End,
one of
she
her,
can barely speak. How is she supposed to call? She's supposed to call a ball like that.
At the end of everyone's lineup, we'll vote on the worst position call. All right, for my 9-hole, I couldn't say it any better. I'm going with Ghostface in right field.
Wow.
He's quick. He's going to get to balls. He might trip over himself every now and then. But that's why I also have Norman in center to cover the gaps.
That's why I have Mother in center.
Okay.
That's a terrible spot. All right, ninth spot for you, Cole.
For nine, for me. Now, before I say this, I want you to understand what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to go back-to-back leadoffs.
Okay, that's
that,
me and the
mean,
one in the
nine
we're
spot. Both running him.
Okay, we're going quick, guys. We're going real quick, guys. We're stealing bags. We're playing small ball. We're winning championships with this team. And that's why at number 9 in left field, I have Leprechaun. I have the Leprechaun in 9.
Wait, where is he playing?
He's laying left.
I don't hate that.
Thank you.
I don't hate that.
Thank you. This lineup is amazing.
That's the only spot I can actually agree with. Them.
I don't like this.
Why?
I think it's funny, but okay. I don't understand.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be a tactical advantage.
Your outfield is so small.
So they're so quick. They're like guys on little mopeds out there. They're going to catch balls ball in the air.
Do they have a good arm? You need an arm to play outfield.
Oh, the Leprechaun. Of course.
How?
Because he's the Leprechaun.
And you're saying the mother doesn't
he's
have
got, he's got
I'm
a
not,
short, stubby
you
arm.
You can't even tell what
he's got
arm.
A triple. He's going to have to triple cut it to get the third base.
Can I hear why you guys hate the mother and center?
Clumsy.
Clumsy.
Not fast.
Clumsy?
Not fast.
Do you guys not remember when she ran up and bashed Keith's head up against the wall? That was quick. That hand, straight up, boom, boom, boom.
You're not
that
telling,
hand movement,
you're not
easy
telling
throwing.
Me that she is quicker than the Leprechaun or
Clumsy. She also,
I got Norman Bates
she also
center.
At the
I
end
think
of
I
the
got
movie,
you boys in center.
Clumsy at the end of the movie, she literally dove off that silo and got underneath Tess.
It takes no physical ability to let gravity take you.
Oh my goodness!
I mean,
you
got a point there.
This is making me so mad.
All right, we'll get to this at the end of every lineup.
That
Carter,
is so stupid. I hate you guys.
Who do you have starting pitching and then your two pen guys? Reasons, go.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie. I had no idea who to put in my pitching rotation. They're mostly there because I like their names. They look good. I have
that's
starting.
That's half the battle.
I have starting.
I got reasons.
Norman Bates.
Okay, who's your pen?
Patrick Bateman and Pennywise.
Pennywise, terrible. Bateman,
why is Pennywise bad? As a closer?
Closer?
Yeah, Pennywise is closing.
Dude, he's going to be so slow to rotate. He's got massive shoes.
It's true. He does have pretty big shoes.
You know what they say, big feet, big velocity.
That doesn't mean anything. That's terrible. Alright, my starting pitching. Patrick Bateman. Reasons.
He's that psycho dude. He's
Max Scherzer. I like that.
He's going to give you 5 to 6 innings. Pretty solid. He's going to be working for that 7th one. You heard it here first. Or you heard it right from him. He can do 1,000 crunches. That core stability. He's going to be able to rotate. The velo's going to be there. He's going to be good. First out of the pen. Pin face. Now.
Pinhead?
Yeah, pinhead. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, pinhead. He had spikes shot over his head. The ball's going to get stuck in his head.
That's my point. He's going to act like he's wiping off the sweat, scuffing that ball. Big velo difference.
What is this, wiffle ball?
Baseball does
the same thing. Baseball is the exact same thing. Yeah. If you scuff the ball.
You have pins. You're not scuffing it. You're straight up tearing holes into the ball.
That's basically the same thing.
It's the same thing.
He's going to be a big velo. You just want holes into the ball.
Yeah, basically with him. He's going to – big velo difference guy, going to be dicing him up with the off speed. Second out of the pen, closer, another psycho. Jerry Blake, stepfather, 1987, detail-oriented. He's going to
– That's a good one.
Massive intimidation factor. He's going to close that out.
Yep, I like that. I like that a lot. That was a good one. out of the pen for the hook, line, and slashers. I have number one. I kind of went with a theme here, but then I have reasonings behind. My theme is straight faced. They don't get bothered.
See, that's kind of what I want.
They don't let things bug them. They let a little air by your center fielder. If
Chucky, Chucky,
they're not gonna let that
Chucky
happen.
Chucky couldn't reach.
Not gonna make air. So, he's just gonna let. All right, let's hear it.
Our starting pitcher is Michael Myers.
No, that's awful. No stamina.
He's got huge amounts of stamina. Terrible. The dude never stops moving.
Oh no,
he gets shot.
He's got stamina.
He walks.
He has stamina, but he's just not explosive.
Yeah. Do you think? What do you? What? I don't understand.
He's explosive?
No, he walks.
He literally walks. You said it.
I've seen him take out nine firemen. You're gonna tell me he's not explosive?
Oh, are we playing baseball or killing firemen? What are we doing?
What do you mean? We're comparing him to horror movies. So yeah, he's explosive.
No, he's not.
I got Norman Bates. Okay, and then number 3, I got Pinhead. There. Who's your manager, Carter? I'm done.
My manager is a big scare tactic. I think you look over across the dugout. You see her chewing bubble gum. You're probably gonna crap your pants. I got the look.
I like that. What does she know about baseball, though?
Who cares?
What does she know about strategy?
You look into the depths of your dugout and see King Kong and her to chat it up.
I'll give you that. That's a massive intimidation.
You did well. That was good. Yes.
My manager, he just wants to play a game, John Kramer.
Okay.
I think mine's Jigsaw. So
yeah. I was thinking about Jigsaw.
Strategic.
Yeah, he's just strategic.
He's
man.
Playing long ball.
Yeah.
He's thinking about how is he gonna win the 7th and 8th inning before he even gets there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then he just wants to play a game. So
he does literally. He says it a lot.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Which I don't think is a good. I mean, there's playing a game and winning that game. You know what I mean? There's
well,
playing
Carter,
the game.
What are they actually
and winning championships?
Because it seems like your team has no intelligence. So how
is
it supposed to win? You have King Kong. King Kong.
You have Walk as your manager.
King Kong.
She's a demon, dude.
Okay. So she's a demon on the base pass.
She's the manager. She's not on the base pass.
You guys are stupid.
What do you think?
I think everybody goes. I think everybody goes around.
You think Hal has a rec league where she just practices?
I have two demons. I have two demons on my. I mean, is Arthur Conn a demon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I have three demons on my team. So I
and
think
a freaking
I have,
the King Kong.
I think I thought was best. I think everybody goes around. They give your final thoughts, your final reasons of why your team is winning that World Series, and then we all vote.
Okay,
see who has the
ahead,
best
Carter.
Team. Hickory Hackers, this team is lethal. All right? We got from start to bottom lineup, I think we have strong hitters. We have fast guys. We have King Kong in the dugout being an absolute dog, a menace. I know you guys don't like the mother in center. I don't know why.
I'm totally against
it.
It makes no sense. I don't even know if she'd know whether to put the glove on her foot or her hand. Like
I don't know.
Nipple.
I don't understand this. I don't understand this because when we were talking earlier, Caleb says, it all comes down to the end of baseball game or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. They're playing baseball. I don't know why.
Well, Carter, but they're not supposed to know the game of baseball, so how are they already supposed to know how to play
I didn't say they're not supposed
baseball?
To know the game of
you
baseball.
You did say that.
I said all
it's
accessories
on
the
pop.
Are
oh,
not
my goodness. This isn't
included. So,
so
like,
that's why
Freddy
you're saying
is
because you have good hitters and you have...
I have good hitters. I have good fielders. I think I have the strongest lineup 1 through 9. I have King Kong, something you guys do not have. I think I have the best manager out of all you guys.
Where do you have King Kong at again?
Hey, oh. That's where he wanted to go. I'm not going to make King Kong. I'm not going to make King Kong friggin' not gonna
Who's your outfield?
I have the mother in center.
Jeez.
Art the Clown on left and Ghostface in right. So I think I have the strongest.
So you put the most athletic dude in right
Art
field?
Art the Clown's the most athletic?
Art the Clown's got to be. He's got to be up there right next to Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
Where do you have Art the Clown?
No. Short. Wait, who's in right field?
Ghostface.
You put the most athletic guy in right field.
What? You have him there too.
You have Ghostface as your most athletic guy.
No, yeah, I have Norman Bates and the Grabber in my outfield.
What are you saying?
They're way quicker than Ghostface.
What are you saying then?
I'm saying that Ghostface is more athletic than the mother.
When did I say that?
Why would you have the mother in center?
Because
instead
she's
of
tall.
Ghostface.
Who cares?
She's tall. She's tall.
You think if you stick LeBron James out there, he's gonna be a world class outfielder?
No, but I think Victor Wembanyama is.
I don't know who. What
Probably
you just
not,
said.
Dude.
7'4". He's
no,
huge.
No, I don't.
He's catching balls.
No, just because you're tall, kind of makes it slow.
This is such a stupid argument. Because why? She's tall. She's tall. She's fast. She's tracking down balls. She's covering gaps. That's what you want in a center fielder. And you have Chucky, so I don't want to hear it. All right,
Caleb. Your outfield's
I don't even know. I don't even know.
I will fight to the death for my outfield. All right.
My pitching rotation, I think I have the strongest pitching rotation. Maybe I didn't have the best reasons, but I think you have Norman Bates, Patrick Bateman, two absolutely elite arms. And Pennywise, he's just your crazy
terrible rotation.
Okay.
Him.
And yeah. Caleb's, what? Who do you have?
Go ahead, Caleb.
Patrick
tell us.
Bateman, Pinhead, and then the stepfather.
Wow.
Yeah. You're talking about eliteness? You're talking about.
All right, let's hear the Harlem Horrors.
Yeah, the Harlem Horrors. Besides first base, we are tight, toned, and athletic. All right? We got no chunkers. We don't got no King Kong. We got no art. We don't got no
so
art.
So you have no. So you know you have no power.
We're quick.
You have no power.
Size doesn't automatically mean power. Just like height doesn't automatically make you a good outfielder.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're telling me that Alex Bregman doesn't have pop.
What are you talking about,
Alex Bregman?
You know third baseman for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, he has pop.
Yeah, is he big?
Yeah.
No,
he plays Major League Baseball. He's big.
Dude, you're silly. Get out of here.
Jose Altuve.
Yeah, Jose Altuve is a little midget.
So is Chucky.
Josh Donaldson.
2 feet smaller than Jose Altuve, right?
Dude, you're silly.
Okay, so I think that the hook, line, and slash.
What bad is it? What bad is Chucky swinging?
Chucky is swinging like he's just getting on base. I think that my team is straight up. It's so freaking.
Okay,
you got Patrick Bateman.
Caleb, let's agree. Caleb has the worst team.
The leprechaun in left.
Let's just hear your outfield real quick.
My outfield. So in center, I got Chucky.
No.
In left, I got the leprechaun.
No. I like that.
I don't like that.
And in right, I got Jason. I got Jason Voorhees.
I think you have the worst lineup.
I'm telling you right now, if my guys are playing you guys, we're tossing them into the right center gap, and we're running for days.
Who do you have in right?
Not mine. Not my right center gap. I have the mother. She's tracking that.
She is tracking nothing. She's tracking nothing. That is so bad. If you want to say the leprechaun's bad outfielder.
Why is she clumsy? Why in the movie says she's clumsy?
Carter, she's just too...
She lives in a tunnel, dude.
Who cares?
She cannot adapt to sunlight. That's a good point. She can't play.
What?
She can't adapt to sunlight. She only goes out at night and then she lives in the dark.
Isn't Chucky a doll?
Okay, and?
So how is Chucky going to come to life? If we're playing
King
that
Kong's
game...
a monkey. So
he's still alive. Yes. Monkeys are elite. You're telling me that
all
right, King Kong's
fine,
not all right,
fine.
A dog?
Instead of Chucky, we'll do Charles Lee Ray.
True. That's who's like possesses the doll.
So, at that point, his outfield is actually not bad at all. Minus Jason Voorhees and Wright. I totally disagree with that. But
your outfield's awful. All
right.
Try to put one in the left center gap.
Okay.
Somebody's
we'll be running around because all you're gonna eat is really short, choppy steps. Then I got the quadruple cut just to get it to home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The mother is shooting that thing from the
bus. The mother can't even look in the sun.
She is Bo Jackson on a rope.
Yeah, she is from the wall. See how big she is? She's throwing up from the wall to Jason Voorhees at
right
catcher.
No I got hops. The best team. 1 through 9, pitcher rotation. My guys are wiping the floor.
Okay. Read your 1 through 9 real quick.
1, in center, Norman Bates. Second hole, the Grabber, left field. Third spot, Chucky, second base. Four hole, Harry Warren DHing. 5, Jason Voorhees catching. 6, Freddy Krueger, shortstop. 7, Baghead, the strangers in third base. 8, Leatherface first. 9 hole, Ghostface right field. Pitching rotation. Bateman starting 8. First out of the pen, Pinhead. 2nd, the stepfather.
I think you win.
I mean, we're quick.
I have Chucky in center leading off. And then I got Ghostface at 2nd, Arthclon at short, Leatherface at 1st, Annie Wilkes DHing, which I love. She swings a hammer. Jack Torrance at 3rd.
King Gon destroys her.
Jason in right field, Patrick Bateman behind the plate, Leprechaun in left.
I totally forget that you got Arthclon at shortstop, which is just terrible.
You don't have Arthclon in your lineup.
Yeah, how is Arthclon at short?
I don't know.
We got to cut this pod because this is – we can argue about this all day.
We will. So
I just don't like how Caleb is saying stuff, and then he doesn't have Arthclon in his lineup.
He doesn't even have Art in his lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's immobile.
Immobile?
Immobile?
What do you mean immobile?
He has massive shoes, dude.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Oh, does he actually?
Yeah, he is.
All right.
He's got massive shoes. Right.
Everyone on the count of 3. Votes the worst lineup out of all of us. You can't vote against yourself or whatever. Okay? 3, 2, 1.
Cole. All
right.
Carter. Carter is the worst.
Cole, you've been voted the worst lineup.
Fine, I'm done now.
I think in a 7-game series, I take you, Caleb.
I would disagree.
From my manager to my team name, I think we're stronger.
I think it's down to Cole. Cole, you vote. That's lineup.
I'm not gonna hear your lineup one more time.
Oh man! Leading off, 2nd base, Freddy Krueger,
trash.
Let him get it through, jeez, bro.
Stay mad, all right, young thug. Okay, batting 2nd, center field, the mother. Batting 3rd, the third baseman, Jack Torrance. Batting 4th, the first baseman, Bagul. Batting 5, the catcher, Jason Voorhees. Batting 6, the shortstop, Lipstick Demon. Batting 7, the left fielder, Earth Clown. Batting 8, the DH, King the Man Kong. I'm dying right now. King Kong is the man. Imagine going up to pitching Caleb's stupid.
What's your 9?
Caleb's stupid bench. Give stupid Patrick Bateman pitching, and King Kong comes up chewing 18,000 pieces of bubble gum. It's an absolute dong shot.
No, I'm getting King Kong to ground.
Bro would never recover. All right, batting 9th, the right fielder, Ghostface. Pitching rotation, Norman Bates, Patrick Bateman, and Pennywise, my manager, Vlock. That is your 2024 Hickory Hackers.
That's terrible.
I think I gotta go with Carter.
That's so dumb.
King Kong.
Where do you have Arthclon at?
You don't even have Arthclon in your life.
Exactly. That's why I don't have him.
Where do you have him?
He's so good. You leave him out of the lineup.
I've seen him move.
Yeah. You leave him out of the lineup. You don't deserve to win, kid. Stay mad.
Where do you have him in your lineup?
8. No, 7.
Where do you have him?
Nowhere, because I'm playing the smart game.
And we're gonna raise the flag to the Hickory Hackers.
Thank you guys.
We'll play a series out of protests.
Thank you guys.
We'll have to do this again. All right, thanks guys for tuning in. Peace.